Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
We'll pay you $100 for your deep, dark secret. Are you holding on to something that maybe nobody knows? You haven't got it off your chest. It's a deep, dark secret. You tell us the secret. We'll put you on the voice disguiser so nobody will know who you are. And if we all buy your deep, dark secret, like it sounds real, you just can't make something up, then we'll hook you up with $100, right? 1-855-BERT-SHOW. That's 1-855-BERT-SHOW. And we will take your calls here in just 1 second. I had a moment over the weekend where I felt really, really bad for Mo. So I'm always a little bit aware that, you know, Mo told us years and years and years ago, this is the most amount of white people he's ever hung out with.
For sure.
Right?
Definitely.
I'm surprised you haven't OD'd on the whiteness yet.
Well, I have a couple times.
There was a time this weekend where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we are putting Mo through this. I mean, it was a different level of whiteness. Can you guys guess what that time was? Because it stood out to me. And while it was happening, I'm like, oh my God, Mo must be rethinking everything right now.
What did we do this past weekend?
It was the most Caucasian
thing. Excessively white.
Never in the history of Black America. And here we are in Black History Month. I can almost guarantee you this has never happened in a room filled with Black people and only has happened in a room filled of white people. And this might have been the first.
I think I'm so used to it, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I mean, we just talked about Kristen getting drunk to Celine Dion. I don't know how you get whiter than that.
Very true. Mm-hmm. But that, what happened? What did we do?
We've all done it before together, but it's the first time that we've done it as a group now together.
Can you give us a hint?
Bless. I was just like, if Mo leaves tomorrow, I get it.
Why can't I think of which I really can't think of?
When the whole theater was singing the Davy Crockett song.
Oh!
I had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, I felt bad for you. You want to explain exactly what happened here?
Yeah, so every year, our videography team and our head videographer, Seth, puts together a blooper reel of Bert's big adventure moments that we've had recording stuff, whatever, and funny things he has caught on camera. And so we're all in this theater room watching it, and it was so sweet because the screensaver on his computer was him at Disney as a child. So it's his sibling, his parents, and him sitting outside their hotel room at the Polynesian, because that's like his favorite
hotel.
That's his
jam. That's his lane.
He is a tiki guy through and through, and it was adorable. So there is little like 9-year-old Seth with those socks, those striped socks, and he's got them pulled up to his knees, and he's wearing like a raccoon skinned hat, a Davy Crockett hat, right? And so he's pointing it out, and you know, the memory of being there at the Polynesian with his parents. And it was so cute. And then out of nowhere, I don't know who's instigated it. Somebody challenged him to sing the Davy Crockett song.
Davy Crockett,
King of the Wild Frontier.
So you got 20 white people now in the room that are singing along with them. Yep. And Mo's in the back, and I'm just like, is he still here? Is he checking his contract?
I genuinely had no idea what the hell was going on. That happens quite often.
Is he on the phone with the Breakfast Club right now? Is there anything I can do for you?
on the other end of that, after that, I was playing ping pong with Tommy, and something happened, and I started singing this Carl Thomas song, and I looked around for somebody to join in, and everybody looked at me like, bro, what are you talking about?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to my room.
And you didn't have AB backup this year either.
Solo dolo, man. Holding it down.
All right, $100 for your deepest, darkest secret if we buy it. And we're going to put you on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Carlton. We will pay you if your deep, dark secret is great.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I can't believe I'm finally coming out and saying this to somebody. I just gotten off work. About 5:30 in the afternoon. I'm headed home. My wife's best friend gave me a call, asked me to bring her something to eat on the way home. Her car had been tore up, so I said, fine. I get there. She opens the door, and she's standing there topless trying to seduce me.
Wait, I missed the first part. Who was that?
His wife's best friend.
Uh-oh.
She hits him up because her car is kaput and he's going to drop something off. And then she opens the door and she's topless.
Wow. So she's trying to hook up with you.
Yes.
Carlton, what'd you do?
What'd you do?
Yeah, how was it?
Herbert.
What?
This is a family show.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right. I may have went in the house, but I immediately turned around and walked back out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait. Carlton, she opens the door and she's wearing nothing above the waist.
Yes.
And you step forward rather than step back. I hope you did.
I had to put the food down.
You could have dropped it on the front
very
stool.
Very slowly.
I want to know how you told your wife this story.
No, I have not.
No, he's never told her.
The show.
Oh, good for you. Okay, that's worth $100.
No, you can't tell her because he went in the house.
Right, and he just laid it down. I'm talking about the food.
I just went in the house to put the food down, you know, be a good man. I wasn't going to put it on the ground. That's nasty.
Carlton.
That had to be awkward.
All right. Carlton, is your wife still friends with this woman to this day?
We seen her last night.
Oh!
Carlton! Hold on one sec, my man. Yeah, that's 100. That's going to be tough.
Wow.
Oh, they are super today. These are precious. Hey, Jess, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, you're on The Voice Disguiser. $100 for your deep, dark secret.
So me and my first cousin were both married, not to each other, but we did have an affair for a year with each other.
With your first cousin. Kudos to you. Yeah.
First.
Man.
What's worse, marrying your first cousin or having an affair?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't commit to it. It was just an affair. It was just a year.
I think we're split hairs on this one, Ken.
You guys have really become so judgmental on this show.
So what was it about the first cousin that was so appealing?
I have no idea to this day because I don't even find him attractive.
Huh, that makes it better.
Wow, you ain't even picked a cute cousin.
You gotta pick the hot cousin at the very least.
My God. Right,
that's $100.
I found a mistake. I know this.
Yeah.
And it was a whole year, too. I mean, you talk about hiding, like, out in the open because nobody would ever believe you're having an affair with your cousin. Mm-hmm. Spend as much time with him as you want.
Yeah, it's family.
Wow, I love that about her. She's so close to her family. All right, hold on a second.
That's wild.
Okay, all right. I don't know if we could do better than those two, man. Yeah, we should probably get out at this point.
I love that we're syndicated in Alabama. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what Alabama is saying about Georgia.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.